All right. Today's DAF Pei Zion, and today's da tonight's DAF is sponsored by Brenda Parver in memory of her mother Chaya Hudel Bat Reb Yaakov Leib Zichron Levracha. All right. So learning tonight is the Lulu Neshama of Brenda Parver's mother. All right. So the Pei Zion Amud Aleph, the top line in the Mishnah. So the idea is that people register for different Korbanot Pesach. But there are some people who it's understood implicitly that somebody could act on their behalf, and we'll see like a husband for a wife and things like that. So we'll see how this plays out. So the Mishnah is really talking about where you have two potential people who could register the person. Aisha bisman shehi bebeit baila, a woman when she's in her husband's home, shechad ala baila b'shechad ala avia tochal mishal baila. Let's say, you know, her father is also shechting for her, and the husband is shechting a korban pesach for her with her in mind. So when the woman is married already, it's implicitly that she, you know, wants to be with the husband. That's what we assume. And so she should eat the korban pesach that the husband shechted on her behalf. Halcha regular rishon laso bevet avia. Now, apparently, like the minag was that the first yontiv after they would get married, the woman would go back to her father's home, which is a nice idea. So let's say the first yontiv was a Pesach. So halcha regel rishon laso bevet avia. Let's say she went to spend the regel with her father. He says shachad la avia v'shachad la baila, and both her father and her husband shechted on her behalf. Tochal b'makom shehi rotza. She can eat whichever location she prefers. Obviously, they're all going to eat in Yerushalayim. Nobody's going that far away from one another. And the Gemara is going to explain, we think in the Havamina, we think it's an Inyan of Breira. In other words, that she, at the time of the meal, is going to decide which meal she wants to go to, and then it would be retroactively revealed that that was what she had in mind at the time of Shechita.
But it's the Gemara, so sweet.
Okay, please, please, just 1 minute. Okay, just wait till I pause, okay? So but the Gemara is going to explain that it really means that she expresses her intent before Shechita. We'll see in a minute. Yatom sheshachtu alav apotropsin. Let's say you have an orphan. He has apotropsin, or like caretakers for his estate. You know, court-appointed caretakers for his estate. Yatom sheshachtu alav apotropsin. Yochal b'makom shu rotzeh. See, the yatom can eat wherever he chooses. Obviously, it's the yatom who's above bar mitzvah. He says, Eved shel shnei shutvim. Let's say you have an Eved Kanani, and he's owned by two different partners. Reuven and Shimon own him. Lo yuchal mishel shnehen. He can't eat from either one. It means, now the Gemara is going to explain in tomorrow's daf that they don't get along with each other so well, these two shutvim, and each one is makpid on the other one. So the Eved is caught between a rock and a hard place. He can't go to either Korban Pesach, because one master says you're part of mine, and the other person, I'm part of, you know, mine, but they have to get together for the Korban. But the Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf that if they get along well and either one is makbid on the other one, then they can work out. Misha chesu eved v'chesu ben chorin. This is around the eighth line on Pei Zayin and Aleph Robert. Okay, so misha chesu eved v'chesu ben chorin. And this is a famous case we've had throughout Shas. He had two masters. One master freed him, and again he was an eved Kanani, so he's half free, half slave. Lo yuchal mishel rabo. He can't eat from his master's korban pesach. It means that the way the Meiri explains it, that the master has many slaves. He said, this korban I have in mind, that all my avadim should eat from this korban. So included in the avadim, he's got one that's chesio eved, chesio ben chorin. So he can't eat there because the ben chorin part, you know, has to make his own has his own selection to do. Again, it means that, let's go back. It means the master only had intent for the slave portion. He didn't have intent for the free portion. All right. So who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything we did in the Mishnah?
How long does the Kala, Darton, how long does she have to decide? Can she decide at the last minute?
All right, we'll see in the Gemara in a minute. It's going to come out. She's going to decide before Shechita, just before they shech the animal. We'll wait till we get in. The Gemara will address this, okay?
Yeah, all right, I was just going to comment that it's a very, very sweet. It's a flowing, sweet approach to the to the appreciation of the woman and her choice. It doesn't always happen. So that was my little comment.
All right.
I have a question for the slave. So suppose the slave is split between the two masters. You know, so Monday, Wednesday, Thursday is one master. Sunday, Tuesday, you know, Friday. The other day is the other master. And suppose the, you know, Pesach night falls when it's one of those two masters.
Yeah.
So
I don't think, I think that's for his servitude is split. In other words, that's like an arrangement they work between the two masters. You're going to work for me on these days, you work for me on those days. But at the end of the day, he still owned half and half, and they need to come together for the Korban Pesach. So the fact that they have like a rotation for work, I don't know if that necessarily, you know, plays out towards the Korban Pesach.
Okay.
All right. Let's go further in the Gemara. Okay. So now focusing on the second case of the Mishnah, which was where the first Yontiv, which was Pesach, she went to celebrate with her father. So, and the father shechted for her, and the husband shechted for her. She can eat wherever she wishes. So let's take a look on the Gemara. Shamat mina yesh breira. So the Gemara wants to say from here, from the Mishnah, we could deduce there's breira. Remember, breira means like there's a retroactive selection. In other words, based on a later fact, I retroactively say this is the way it was from the beginning. So here we think what's happening is she's selecting which, you know, Seder, so to speak, she wants to go to, where she wants to eat the meal. And based on that, we say the selection took place before Shechita, the animal. That would be Breira. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. My Rotsa B'Shat Shechita. What does it mean, whichever one she wants to? It means at the time of Shechita. So before Shechita, she can select whichever Korban Pesach she wants to participate in. In other words, her husband wants her at his Korban Pesach. The father wants her at his Korban Pesach. So before Shechita takes place on Erev Pesach, she makes her selection. And then she can go in that sense to whichever one she wants. All right. Now the Gemara quotes Braisa, which is contradicting our Mishnah. Now in our Mishnah, again, we said that she went to the first Yontiv with her father. So for Pesach, then she can select whichever one she wants. Thereafter, the presumption is that she wants to be with her husband. So Raminu, and this we post a contradiction from the volume Braisa, Isha regla harishono chelot nishel avia. The Braisa says the first yantiv, she's in the father's camp. The first yantiv, not whichever one she wants. The assumption is that she's in the father's camp. He says, mikan ve'elach rotza o chelot nishel avia, rotza mishabala. Thereafter, let's say on later, psachim, she can make selection whichever one she wants. So this is pulling her more towards the father. In other words, the Mishnah says the first Yontiv she can choose, and then after that she's with the husband. This one says the first Yontiv she's with the father, and afterwards she can choose. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, there's no contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Kan b'redufa l'leich, kan b'shein redufa. In other words, the Braisa is talking about a woman who's like very much into her father, and she's, you know, always running to the father's house. Then the presumption is the first Yontiv, you know, she wants to be with the father, and then thereafter she gets to make the choice. Whereas the Mishnah is talking about, she's not, you know, running to the father so much. So then the presumption is the way that the Mishnah said. So now the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Shir Shirim. Shir Shirim, as you know, is we lane Shir Shirim on Pesach. Many people recite Shir Shirim every Friday afternoon before Kabbalat Shabbat. But it says in the Shizan Shir Shirim, it talks about the love for, you know, man and a woman, which is a metaphor for the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu being the man and Klal Yisrael being the Kala. He says, "Az hayiti beinav kemot tzeit shalom." Then I would be in his eyes, in the groom's eyes, in the man's eyes, kemot tzeit shalom, like as if one found to be perfect. So he says, "Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan kekalishnim tzeit shleim of Beit Chamia," like a Kala who's like the father-in-law. In other words, she would live with the father-in-law. When she gets married, the idea is she's got Erusin and Nisuin. So after the Erusin, she still stays with her own father. After Nisuin, they go to live with her father-in-law. That's the way it would work. So it's saying, like a Kala who's found to be perfect in her father-in-law's house. In other words, the new family loves her. He says, and she's running to tell her father, you know, how much they love her. So that's like the only connection with that is the play between like her, you know, the pull between her father and the husband type thing. But it says, Az hayitiminav kimotzei shalom. All right. Now, let me pause at this point because the Gemara now is going to go into drashas about, you know, a wife and families and things like that. But any questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far?
Why does the, we're talking about the pull of the father-in-law. Why does the husband not go with the wife to the father?
I don't
that
know.
Would solve the problem.
No, well, that's because well,
I'm sure Ruth would like
explain to me how that solves the problem. In other words, when she gets married, she leaves her father. She's with her husband. So the husband frequently will live with his own parents. But tell me what you want to say.
So for Yantif to go to his in-laws. Why should he always?
All right, I don't know what to tell you.
Separate? Why do you think they're separate?
Yeah, it does sound from the Mishnah that she's the only one who's going, because it says on the third line, Halchav Regel Rishon
LaSof Beit Aviyah. She gets to pick.
Yeah, she's going to spend the first Yantif with her father. It sounds.
Why
like,
do you say he's not with her?
Yeah, it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah and from the Gemara.
That he knows not to get Shecht the Karban Pesach with her in mind.
No, but they're both Shechting with her in mind.
If she's in Katamon and the father, the husband, lives in Talbia, then he knows she's not going to be having Karban Pesach with me tonight. That's why I think they're together.
Well, to me, it doesn't sound that way.
Subsumed under the father-in-laws.
Yeah, in other words,
and don't you, when you do a shechita, don't you need to know who the minuyav is?
That's my question.
Right. The person who's making the Korban Pesach has to know that you're registering, and you have to express an intent to register. Here, the Gemara is saying that whether it be the father or the husband, they're each intending that the wife be part of, or the wife daughter be part of their Korban Pesach. And the Gemara is saying that the wife daughter is making her selection before Shechita. She's before Shechita, she's making her selection. That's what he's saying.
But does that automatically mean that both the father and the husband did Shechita? Maybe it's okay, we're going to go to mom and dad for Pesach. So instead of the husband doing the Shechita, they're just going to go together to the parents.
No.
Doesn't that make more sense?
Well, the Gemara is speaking.
It was so simple.
Okay. The Gemara is speaking of a case where the husband has a Korban Pesach and the father has a Korban Pesach. They each have a separate Korban Pesach, and the question is, where is the wife going to participate in? That's the case in the Mishnah. All right.
What if they did it by mistake? What if they each didn't realize that the other one had done it? I mean, it just logically, it doesn't make sense for the wife to go one place and the husband to go another.
All right, this I can't address. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. I think that is the case, though. I think that is the case. If the husband is making his own Korban Pesach and the wife is joining her father, then they're in two different places. There's no other way to say it. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now the Gemara, we're on Pesayin Manalev, around 20 lines down in the Gemara. Now, we have Kiddich Tiv, but another girsa is, you know, Ketiv, because it's really like drushes from other psukim. We're like moving away from our initial topic. Kidachtiv, Ayaba Yamahu Nu'um Hashem, Tikri Ishi, V'lo Tikri Leod Bali. He says, on that day. So this is from the Navi Hosea, which we're going to have much more. Hosea is the first of Trei Asar. On that day, Hashem is going to say, you're going to call me Ishi, means like your full husband, like after the Nisuin. Bali also means husband, but Ishi's more like husband friendly. Bali is more like my master. He says, in other words, like we'll have a wonderful full relationship. Amar Biochanan, Kala Beit Chamia, it's like a Kala who's in her father-in-law's house. That's when it's like come into full fruition. He says, "V'lo kakala v'edavia," not like a kala that's in the father's house. In other words, after the erusin, she's still with her father. After nisuin, she's with her father-in-law, and that's the more, you know, full-fledged relationship. Then the Gemara has a different drasha, and this is from a different pasuk in Shir Shirim. It says, "Achot lanu ketana v'shdayim einla." We have, you know, a small younger sister, and she doesn't have any breasts. Amr Yochanan zu elam shezachta lamo v'lo zachta lamed. So Rabbi Yochanan says this refers to the district of Elam, which is an area in the Middle East, like somewhere in the, you know, the Babylonia Persia area. He says that was zocha to teach a Torah, but it's zocha to learn Torah, but not to teach Torah. So Rashi points out that if you look in the Rashi zu elam, he says that in Elam Daniel was an Elam. He says, Shayaba Daniel, Shnemar Bani, Bishushana bi Rashir be Lama Medina, Zalchalmod, Velo Ravat Torah Bisrael. So Daniel was okay to study Torah, but not to spread Torah in Klal Yisrael. About Bavel, Gidla, Ezra, Sofer, Bavel, on the other hand, they raised Ezra, Hasofer, Dechtiv. He says, He, Ezra, spread Torah. So when it says, so like the a woman's breast, like it gives, you know, nourishment to the child, so that's like the teaching the Torah. So if you have a chot lanu ketana v'shtai main law, so Amr Yochanan zu elam, back in the Gemara, zachtel mobil zachtel lamed, ani choma v'shadai kemigdalod, and this is, again, another, somebody needs to mute themselves, Robert. He says, and Ruth, you need to mute yourselves. He says, I'm a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Amr Yochanan ani choma zu Torah, that refers to the Torah. In other words, the Torah protects a person. He says, v'shadai kemigdalod, Elu Tamid Chachamim. Those are the Tamid Chachamim. So Tamid Chachamim, again, they're giving Torah to people, or they're learning Torah and suckling themselves. He says, V'rava Amar Ani Choma Zu Knesset Yisrael. I'm a Choma that refers to Klal Yisrael. V'shadai Kemigdalot Elu Batei Chesinot Batei Medrashot. That refers to the shuls, and the Batei Medrash means that's the energy that keeps Klal Yisrael going. So I'm a wall, that's Klal Yisrael. But Shadai Kemigdalot, my breasts are like towers. That refers to like the shuls and the Batei Medrash. Like that's the battery that keeps Klal Yisrael going. Amarav Zutra Bartuvya Marav Maidativ Ashrabanenu Kintim Magudalim Bin Urehim. What does the Pasuk mean? And this Pasuk is in Tehillim. It says our sons are like saplings that, you know, are growing Bin Urehim when they're young. Bin Otenu Kizaviot Mahutavot. Our daughters are like corners that are cut. He says Tavnid Heichal. He says, like in the plan of the temple. So Asher Baninu Kintiim, our sons are like saplings. Elu Bachurei Yisrael Shelu Tamu Tamchet. Those, like, they're young saplings. In other words, they haven't like been injured or anything like that. That's our sons who were, you know, they're before they, you know, had no aveira involved with them yet. Benotenu Kazaviot, our daughters are like corners. Elu Tulot Yisrael, that refers to the young, you know, virgins, you know, women. Ogdo pitchein lebalayin. Ogdo can mean to close their openings till they get to their husband. In other words, they're chaste until they have relations with the husband. Or sh'ogdo could mean lashon hagada, relating that they tell their husbands if they're a need or whatever, so they shouldn't have relations. V'chein hu omer umalu kamizrak kizaviot mizbeach. They'll be filled like a bowl, kizaviot mizbeach, like the corners of the mizbeach. But the idea being that zaviot are connected to like being filled. In other words, even though they're filled with desire, they're still observing the halacha. Or else I could say from here, like our corners are filled, you know, mizan alzan. One second. He says, from the harvest to harvest, he says, But the idea is that that they're filled, so they're like filled with desire. He says, that each one, the men and the women, they're regarded by the psukim as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in their days. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I said so far?
I just have a comment for Fern. Fern, do you recognize some of the lyrics here? Achot l'yesh li katana.
I'm supposed to, I guess.
Okay. Please, let's just do the questions. Okay, you'll have the conversation. You'll have the social conversation later on. Okay. Any questions?
Yeah. Yes.
What's up?
When you were talking about the Baal versus the Av.
With the earlier sugya or this past sugya?
The earlier sugya.
The earlier one with the father versus the husband. Yeah.
Technically, if they're with the father-in-law, it should really be the father-in-law versus the husband. Why is the Baal doing shechita if they're going to be with the elders in that family?
She's at her father's. She's back to her father.
She's between the father's shechita and the Baal's shechita.
In other words, Fern's saying, like I'd mentioned, and the Gemara mentioned that the woman, when she would get married, they'd live with the Beit Chamia, like the father-in-law's house. So I assume, the father-in-law has like his situation, and the husband has his situation. That's what I assume. So the husband, he's running his own. Like I don't know if the family unit was exactly like the way it is today, but I don't know what the house was like it is today. You know what I mean? So, but the idea is the husband would live, you know, near his parents. That's the idea. But the husband has his own Korban Pesach. I don't know why they didn't go to
the... You're looking for people to share, and the father and the son have
to... I don't know. All right.
I had a ha'ara
from
Mayan Yana Dioma that Sruli Bronstein pointed out that in the Rashi that you had read, that Zu'ela is Shushan Habira.
Right.
So this is apparently a reference to a time brought back. One of the Rishonim brings down that this is the reference to the Purim time, at Mordechai's time, where the people were not into learning. So Mordechai was the Gadol Hadar, but the people were completely disinterested. After the Nes of Purim, then Kimu V'Kiblu, and then they got rather involved and interested, and then that brought the building of the second Beit HaMikdash.
Okay, very nice.
Because they didn't have Zoom.
All right. All right. Any other points? Everybody good? Okay, let me keep moving. Okay, everybody mute themselves again, okay? So back in the Gemara, where the two lines above where it gets wide, okay? So the Gemara continues on. Devar Hashem Ashar Yal Hoshea V'Gomer. Here it says it should be Malchay Yehuda. So we had mentioned a pasuk from Hosea earlier. So, he's going to relate to, you know, having a wife, and Klal Yisrael were likened to a married woman. We'll see in a minute. So he says, so in the beginning of Hosea, it says Hashem, you know, spoke to Hosea, and the time it was Yahya Tama Chizkiyah Malchi Yehuda, Perikhan and Abu Arba Nevi'im. In one period of time, there were four Nevi'im that gave Nevuah, and the Gemara will mention the four in a minute. V'gadol shebekulan Hosea, the greatest, the first and foremost of them was the Navi Hosea. Shenemar Tichlat Devar Hashem b'Hosea. Tchilat Diber Hashem Hosea. Hashem spoke first and foremost to Hosea. V'chi Hosea Diber Tchilav Lo Mimosha Ad Hosea Kamen Avim. But what do you mean he spoke first to Hosea? There were many Nevi'im from Moshe Rabbeinu until Hosea. Rabbi Yochanan Tchilal Yarba Nevi'im Shenabu Boto Perek. He was the first and foremost of four Nevi'im that prophesied during this period of time. Be'eluhein Hosea Yeshaya Amos Amicha. So Hosea Yeshaya Amos and Micha, they each prophesied during the same period of time. And the period of time is during these four kings, which we said is Uziyahu Yotam Achaziah Chizkiyahu. So Amalo Kodesh Baruch Hu Hosea. Now the Gemara extrapolates that this took place. Now in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshea, so Hosea received Nevuah from Hashem, and Hashem tells him to take a wife, a zona, a harlot as a wife, and to have kids with her, and then afterwards to divorce her and leave her. And the Gemara extrapolates. Now there's a question among the Mefarshim whether that actually took place or that was just prophetic vision. So someone would say just Hosea had a vision of this taking place, and not that he actually did these things. So others want to say that he actually did it. It was Horat Shah, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo Hoshea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Hoshea, Banecha Chatu. So he says that your sons, in other words, the Jewish people, have sinned. In other words, this is talking about the 10 northern tribes. So he says, Vayalu lomar Banechahim, B'nei Chanunechahim. He should have said that they're your. What do you mean they're my sons? They're your sons. B'nei Chanunechahim. Some want to say it should be B'nei Bichunecha. Those who've been, the Gemara has an Amud Beis like that. But B'nei Chanunecha, the ones that you showed grace to. B'nei Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Galgil Rachamecha Aleihen. He says that you should envelop them with mercy. Lo Dayoshto Markach. Not enough that Hoshea did not intercede on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He says the whole world belongs to you. Exchange them for another nation. In other words, they're bad. They stink. Get rid of them. Dump them. So he says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Masel Zakenze. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, what should I do to this Navi, this Hoshea? He says, Omar lo, what I'll do is Leich Kach V'Kach Isha Zona. I'm going to tell him to get an Isha Zona, a woman of ill repute as a wife. And then she'll give birth to children. And then I'll say, you know what, divorce her. He says, if he at that point finds that he could divorce this woman, so then I could divorce Klal Yisrael. And the key is based on these psukim. The Gemara is extrapolating. This is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Hoshea. Two lines from the bottom. Hashem says to Hoshea, go take, a zona as a wife. He went and he married Gomer Bat Divlayim. Gomer, Amrav Shakol Gomrim Ba. He said everybody would fulfill their, sexual desires with her. He says, Bat Divlayim, turn the page, the top line on Amud Beis, Diba Ra. Divlayim is the doubled, that the grammatical form means two. So the Gemara takes it as a woman of ill repute, the daughter of a woman of ill repute. He says, Dibara Taka Dibara, it means a bad report, the daughter of a bad report. But he says, Ushmuel Amar, Shematuka Bafia Kol Kedivla. Shmuel says it means that she was everyone loved her like a kidivela, kidivela. A devela is a pressed fig. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shakol Dashinba Kedivela. Everybody would press against her like a pressed fig. In other words, everybody would, have relations with her. Devaracher Gomer. Her name was Gomer Bat Divlayim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shebikshud Ligamar Minan Shel Yisrael B'Yameha. That they wanted to plunder the Jewish people in her of money, in her days. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bazazu V'Gamru. Rabbi Yochanan says not they wanted to, they did. Shenemar Ki Abdam Melech Aram, that the king of Aram, that what does he say? He says that the kingdom destroyed them. She made them like dirt to press against. All right. Vatar bat hitlu ben. So he marries this Gomer bat Divlayim, and she has a son. So Varyomer Shem Elav Kurashmo Yisrael. So Shem says to him, I want you to call your son's name Yisrael. So I think that in Eretz Yisrael is an area known as Yisrael, Plains of Yisrael. Ki od ma'ad ufakati et demei Yisrael beit Yehu. He says, because in a little while, I'm going to visit the blood of Yisrael on the house of Yehu. If you recall in the Navi, so there was Achav had a line. Achav was a very evil king. And then Yehu took over, and Yehu destroyed Achav's family in Yisrael. And then Hashem said, I'm going to punish Yehu, even though Yehu was doing the Ritzon Hashem, but he himself was Obed Avodah Zarah, so he got punished. So Hashem says, Fakadati Demei Yisrael Beit Yehu, I'm going to visit the blood of Yisrael on the house of Yehu, Vishbati Mamluchot Beit Yisrael. I'm going to terminate the kingship of Beit Yisrael. So the first son is Yisrael. Vatar Od Vatilibad, and then she had a daughter, Bayomerlo Krashma Lo Ruchama. Hashem says, I want you to call the daughter's name Lo Ruchama. Some people have daughter's the name Ruchama. You've heard that, Ruchama. So this is low Ruchama. It was like no mercy. He says, Kilo sifod arachem et beit Yisrael, because I'm not going to give any more rachamim, any more display mercy to the house of Israel. Kinisa es salahem, like should I, you know, show favor to them? I mean, question rhetorical, not. Batar batelet bay, and then she has a son, Vayomer krashmo lo ami. Hashem says, I want you to call the son's name lo ami. You're not my people. Ki atem lo ami, v'anochi lo yelachem. In other words, you're not with me, I'm not going to be with you. Lachar shenodu lo shnei vanim uvarachad, after she had two sons and one daughter, Amar lo kadosh baruch hu lo Hoshea, Hashem said to Hoshea, lo yalach lomod mi Moshe rabcha, shouldn't you have learned a lesson from Moshe Rabbeinu? Shekevan shedibarti imo, when I gave the vuah to Moshe Rabbeinu, pireish min ha'isha, he separated himself from his wife Tzipora. He says, afato bedol asmacha mimena, I want you to separate from your wife. Now they ask, Moshe Rabbeinu was unique, and it's not gzeir shavi shlerem of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Hoshea. Amar lo ribono shalolam, he says, but Hoshea says, but I have children with this woman. He says, I can't divorce her or send her out of my house. He says, so you, your wife's a zona, and your kids are the daughter of zona. You don't even know if they're your own kids. He says, kach, and you say you can't send them out. He says, Yisrael shehin banai, B'nei Bechunai, the Jewish people are my children. They're the descendants of Bechunai. That's the word we had on Amud Aleph, the word, a similar word, like Bechunai means those who were tested. On Amud Aleph, remember we had, what was the word? We had, 1 second. Yeah, Chanunecha. So on Amud Aleph, we have B'nei Chanunecha. He's got B'nei Bechunai here. So someone has said it should be that way on the Amud Aleph. So back in the Gemara. So, He says, B'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Echad mi'arba kinyanim shekaniti ba'olami. They're one of four kinyanim, Hashem says, that I've acquired in this world. Now, kinyanim are acquisitions, but acquisitions mean it has a chashivas, an importance to me, and the Jewish people are one of my kinyanim in the world. So now the Gemara, you know, interjects to go into the four kinyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world. So you have to, like, put a pause, like in parentheses. Torah kinyan echad. Torah is one kinyan, one acquisition. Dechtiv Hashem kanani reshit darko. The Torah is speaking. It says that Hashem acquired me at the beginning of his pathway. And it says, Kedem ifalav mayaz in Mishlei, in the book of Proverbs. Shemayim va'aretz kinyan echad. The heavens and the earth are one kinyan. Dechtiv kunei shemayim va'aretz. Hashem is like the master of heavens and earth. Beit HaMikdash kinyan echad. Beit HaMikdash is a kinyan. Dechtiv hareze harze kanta yimino. This mountain was acquired by his right hand. He says Yisrael kinyan echad. That's what you need. The Jewish people run kinyan. Dechtiv amzu kanita. That we have that in the Shir Sayam. So back into the dialogue. V'atam arta havirein bu ma'acheret. And you, Hashem is saying to Hoshea, you said I should exchange them for another people. He says, Kevan Shidashachata. So Hoshea realized he did a big aveira. In other words, again, so Hashem had said to Hoshea from the get-go, they sin. And so Hoshea says, you know, so exchange them for another people. They're, you know, but it's now Hashem is shoving to Hoshea. So, you know, I gave you this wife and you had kids with her. You don't want to separate from them. How am I going to separate from Klal Yisrael? So he says, so he began to like beseech Hashem to for rachamim. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu, Hashem vakesh rachamim latzmacha. Before you ask rachamim for yourself, vakesh rachamim al Yisrael. Shegazar tilihem shlosh gzeirot ba'avurecha. I was gozer three gzeirot because of you. In other words, you had Yisrael, you had lo ruchama and lo ami, right? And it was Yisrael. He called the first son Yisrael, and then he called the daughter Lo Ruchama, and then the son he called Lo Ami. Now Yisrael, you know, I should have done this with you earlier, but Rashi brings down. Let's see the Rashi. 1 second, let me find it. 1 second. One second. Yeah, if you look at the top line in on the daf, and then really the second line, it says Shatirani the Zoram and Zarotam Bagola, that I Hashem am going to like seed them and spread them around the world. In other words, so Yisrael, it's a double entendre. In other words, it implies that Hashem is going to bring judgment for the murders that had taken place in the valley of Yisrael with the house of Achav. But Yisrael, I'm going like from Zerah, Zion Reish Ayin, I'm going to like spread Klal Yisrael around the world, and so I'm going to disperse them among the nations. And then Lo Ruchama, I'm not going to show them mercy, and Lo Ami, they're not my people. So he says, so I made three Gezerot, you know, because of you. He says, Amadu v'kesh rachamim. So then Hoshea stood up and he made supplications to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who betel Gezerot. And he was watching the Gzeira. So he says, V'chil Varachan, Shinemar, and now he, Hoshea, like changes his tune, and now he begins to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. He says, V'yam ispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol ayam v'gomer, that the number of the Jewish people should be like k'chol ayam, like sands on the sea, like the beach. In other words, this is the Haftorah. Who knows which Haftorah this is? You can unmute if anybody wants to say.
Shabbat Nachama?
No, but you're getting warm. Anybody? Right, not Nachamu is Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, right, in Yeshaya. But right, it's the Haftorah for Bamidbar, for Parshas Bamidbar. That's in Bamidbar, we have the census, right? And so this is Vayam is Parbin Israel. Okay, so he says, Vayabim Kom, the Navi continues, Vayabim Kom Asher Yamer Lahem Lo Ami Atem, instead of saying Lo Ami Atem, you're not my people, Yamer Lahem B'nei Kelchai. They'll say you're the son of the living God. So that's like Mevatel, one and one klala. Instead of Lo Amir, they'll say B'nai Kelchai. He says, V'nikbetsu B'nai Yudah B'nai Yisrael Yachta V'gomer V'zei Reiti Aliba Aretz. That I will gather like the Jews together and plant them in the land. And that's as opposed to Israel, where they were being dispersed among the nations of the world. V'richamti at Lo Ruchama, he says, I'll have mercy on the one who was Lo Ruchama, v'amarti Lo Ami, Ami Ata. I'll see the one who's Lo Ami, that you're my nation. So he undoes all the klalot. All right. So let me just do a few lines, then we'll pause. Amar B'Yochanan, Oila the Rabbanut. So Rabbi Yochanan says, woe to like assuming authority, you know, like he says, Shemekaberet Baaleha, like causes the person to, like, to die early. Means each one of these Nevi'im, we mentioned the four Nevi'im, we had Hoshea, Yeshaya, Amos, and Micha, and they each gave Nevuah, B'mei Uziyahu, Yotam, Achaz, Yechizkiyahu. Now each king becomes a king when the previous king dies, his father. So it means they outlived these four kings. So we said like the kings are dying left and right, and the Navi is living on. So it says like the Rabbanut, like the position of authority, it takes the life away from the person who has it. So let's see back in the Gemara. Uziyahu Yotam, Achaz Yechizkiyah, Malchei Yehuda. Or in this case, it's Yechizkiyahu, I think, with Yeshayahu. All right, with Yeshaya. So let's see back on the Gemara. Okay, Shinemar, Chazon Yeshaya, but Amos, Yeshaya, Chazal, Yudav, Yishlayim, the Gomer, and then it says during those kings. All right, let me pause for 1 minute. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything I did so far? Everybody good?
The Mishnah started off with a wife going either to her husband or her father. What does the rest of this have to do with that Mishnah?
Yeah, the Gemara frequently goes from topic to topic. Remember, we spoke about the wife and the wife being with the father, and then the Jewish people being like a wife. And then the Gemara started, remember, we quoted Psukim, and it was a metaphor in Shir Shirim that the Jewish people are like a wife. And then we quoted other Psukim like a wife, and that's one, Inyan La'inyan. We go from topic to topic. All right, let me sit back on the Gemara. So Okay, so we're four lines above where it gets wide on Pezayin of Beis. Rabbi Yochanan, Menim Azacha, Yeravim ben Yoash, Melech Yisrael, Limanoto Malcha Yehuda. So Yeravim ben Yoash, the Gemara is going to quote a Pasuk shortly, but we had the beginning of the Pasuk in Amud Aleph. In other words, the Pasuk that says that Hoshea gave Nevuah during those four kings, those were kings of Yehuda. And then it says also during Yeravim ben Yoash, the king of Israel. So this Yeravim is different than Yeravim ben Nevat. Yeravim ben Nevat was the first king of the Aseret Shvatim. This is a different Yeravim. He says, "Some Neimah Zachai Yeravim ben Yoash Melech Yisrael, Himanot Malcha Yehuda." Why was he Zoche to be mentioned together with the Malcha Yehuda? Neishlo kibel Lashon Hara al Amos, because he did not accept Lashon Hara, slander concerning Amos. Amos was a Navi. Minalon de Imni. Where do we see that he's counted with the other four? Dechtiv, Devar Hashem Hashayel Hoshe ben Beiri, B'mei Uziyah Yotam Achazi Chizkiyah Malchi Yehuda, B'mei Yeravam ben Yoash Melech Yisrael. Minalon lo kibel Lashon Hara. Where do we see that he did not accept Lashon Hara? Dechtiv, Vayishlach Amatziah Kohen Beit El. So Amatziah, the Kohen of Beit El. Amatziah is a comer for Avodah Zarah. He's an idolater, even though it says Kohen, but it means like a Komer, we would say, like in more modern Hebrew. I remember from high school, there's a parak in Sefer Shmuel where it talks about the Kohenim and among the Plishtim and the Tar and it was a Dr. Fredman he taught us, and it says the Targum says Komer, and it was the Targum translates Kohen there as a Komer. A Komer means a priest for Avodah Zarah. So right away it switches over. So he says, so by Shlach Amatziah Kohen Beit El, El Yeravim Melech Yisrael Imur, Kasher Alecha B'Gomer. He says that Amos, and again, the Gemara quotes the beginning of Pasuk, doesn't quote the whole Pasuk, that Amos is plotting against you. Amos was a Navi. Uchtiv, Ki Chomar Amos, B'cherev Yemut Yeravim B'Gomer. He said, what Amos said is that God said that you were going to die by the sword. Now, he didn't report it exactly accurate. Amos said that his household would die, that Beit Yeravam would die, not that Yeravam would die. So he says, Amar, so he, Yeravam, said, Chas v'shalom amaroto tzadikach. In other words, he's not makabel lashon hara. He says, Chas v'shalom, that tzadik would say something like that. V'mamar ma'asel lo shchina amralo. And if he did say it, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, in other words, it's possible that the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, changed his mind now, and now he, Chas v'Shalom, wants to kill me. But that's what he's only reporting what the Kaddish Baruch Hu says. So because he was Nizhar from Lashon Hara, he's mentioned with the Malchi Yehuda. Malchi Yehuda are obviously on a higher level than Malchi Yisrael. Amar Reb Lazar, Afilim Shat Kasov Shel Kaddish Baruch Hu, even when Hashem is angry, Zocher to Rachamim, he always remembers his midah of Rachamim, of mercy. Shene'emar, Ki lo osif od arachem et Beit Yisrael. He says, I won't continue to show mercy to Klal Yisrael. So there's a couple of ways to darshan out this pasuk. And again, this pasuk is with Hoshea, and he says the Hashem says, "Call the daughter Lo Ruchama, ki lo osif od arachem et Beit Yisrael." I'm not going to continue showing mercy. So the simple pshat, you could say that even though he's angry and calling it Lo Ruchama, but he's mentioning the meat of Rachamim. Another pshat that they quoted in the Art Scroll from the name of the I think the Riaf, he says that well, I would normally expect it to say ki lo osif l'rachem et Beit Yisrael, and it says arachem et Beit Yisrael. I will show mercy to Klal Yisrael. So that's also like intimating that, you know, Hashem is going to, his mercy is going to operate in a time of anger. And another pshat that they quote is in footnote 32, that that even if he's angry, it's framed as a lack of mercy. So in other words, mercy is mentioned. That's the idea. Rabbi Yossi bar Reb Chanina mar mehacha ki naso esalahem. In other words, it means like, should I show mercy for them rhetorically? No, I shouldn't. But it's saying like you know, it's mentioning I should show mercy. You know what I mean? If I take away the question mark, it's that I'm showing mercy. I will show mercy or should show mercy. But Amar blaza lo lakash baruch hu Yisrael lebein haumod el kedush shalem geirim. Hashem exiled the Jewish people among the non-Jews to increase the number of geirim, converts, that they collect. Shenemar v'zireti liva aretz. I will plant them in the ground. This is again the nevuah from Hoshea. In other words, after he takes the zona, and he has the kids. So then Hashem says, "V'zeriti aliva ares, v'richamti et lo ruchama." And then I'm going to have mercy on the ruchama. I'll plant them in the ground. He says, "Klom adam yozorez sa'ah lachnis kamas kurin." If a person plants a sa'ah, he's doing it because he wants to increase the harvest. So by planting, in other words, he's taking it that the Jews were originally spread out among the nations, and then I'm going to replant them in Eretz Israel, but with a view towards like the harvest will be greater. I mean, these are the non-Jewish people who will, you know, attach themselves to the Jewish people. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mehacha, v'richamti et lo ruchama. Rabbi Yochanan says that this is the idea of, you know, showing mercy. That in other words, I didn't say right. One second. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's the beginning of the pasuk. You need the end of the pasuk. He says, "Let me get the whole pasuk." One second. Yeah, it says. Yeah, in other words, it says, "I'm going to say to the people." In other words, the way the Gemara understands, I'm going to say the people who aren't my people, lo ami, ami atem, that you are my people. That's the drasha. So he says, v'richamti et lo ruchama, I'm going to say, like, I'll have rachamim on the one who's not merciful, but the key is on ami, lo ami. The people who are lo ami, I'm going to say ami, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a reference to the converts. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan, the first generation of Amoraim, is a Mesorah from the town of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. My dechiv, Al Talshin Eben Ladunav, Peni Kalel Chavi Ashamta. He says, don't slander a servant to his master, because maybe he'll curse you and you'll be guilty. Uchtiv, the next pasuk, this is in Mishlei, the next pasuk says, Uchtiv, Dor Aviv Kalel V'edimol Yivarech. He says, a generation that will curse their father and won't bless their mother. So Mishum Daviv Kalel, is one the reason for the other. In other words, first the pasuk says don't slander the Eved, and then it says the generation is that they curse their father and don't bless their mother. So because that's who they are, that's why I shouldn't slander them. Ela afilu dor shavivi kalel v'yedimolo yivareich means even if the generation is so lowly that they curse their father, they don't bless their mother, Al Talshin Elvin Al Adonav, like don't slander the Ebet, the master. Menalan, where do we know this from? Me Hoshea. In other words, Hoshea spoke ill of Klal Yisrael and it didn't work out well for him. So he's saying, like, you should never, you know, say people are terrible. So Am Raboshi Maidativ, Sidkat Pir Zanobi Israel. What does it mean, the Pasuk, Sidkat Pir Zanobi Israel? The Tzedakah of his spreading in Klal Yisrael. Stakas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a charity to the Jewish people, Shabir Zan LeBein HaUmot, that he spread them all among the nations of the world. It means, like, if Jews are spread all around the world, so nobody can ever destroy all of Klal Yisrael, because we're all over the globe. He says, Behainu the Amar Leyahu Mina, the Reb Chanina, like there was a min, a heretic, said to Reb Chanina, Anan Ma'alina Minaihu. In other words, it's not just a min, he's like, it sounds like a non-Jew, said to Reb Chanina, we're superior to you. He says that it talks about the war. Yoav, who was a general for David HaMelech, went to war with Edom. And it says that Yoav killed off all the male, you know, people from Edom. He killed off all the males. He says, "V'ilu anan etinhu gaban kamashanev lo ka'avdin lehu midi." You, the Jews, live amongst us for many years, and we haven't killed you. He says, in other words, you killed Edom. In other words, Edom is like on it metaphorically the Roman government. So, but in other words, because Rome is the descendant of Edom. So David Melech goes to war with Edom. Yoav is his general. Yoav kills off all the male people from Edom. And then, so this min, I don't know if the gears was changed, like min is frequently like from the censor, they change things, but the non-Jew says to Reb Chanina, we're superior to you. You, by your own Tanakh, you murdered people. You subjugated Edom and murdered all the males. You live amongst us, we haven't murdered you. So Amar lo Ratzon Chai Tabel Licha Talmid Echad. If you're agreeable, I want you to, you know, speak to one of my Talmidim. Nitpale Raboshia. So he engaged Raboshia to speak to him. Amar lo Raboshia responded, Mishum Dlo Yaditu Hechi Ta'avdu. He says, because, in other words, you don't know how to do that. You know, you don't know how to destroy all of us. You want to kill all of us, we're not all here. So you can't kill all the Jews. If you just kill the Jews who are there, who are under your control, so like the Jews in other parts of the world will say they're like a bloodthirsty nation. So it's bad for the PR. Amarle Gapa de Romai, so it's a name of like Vodah Zarah, he says the Roman wall, Bahanachtin Rabhat Salkin. He says the emissaries, we're discussing this all the time, and you're right, and that's where we're not able to come to a conclusion how we should destroy you. You know, I'll just mention a few things. And then I'll open the door for some discussion, but we gotta keep moving. The Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, he discusses how you know, Yaakov divides his camp, you know, to two camps. He says, "Imyavoi savala machane hachat v'hikau v'yam machane nishar lefleita." If Esav comes and attacks and destroys one camp, the other camp will be able to escape. So the Ramban says, he quotes from Memor of Chazal, he says, like, machane hachat is like elu achinu shebedarom, and the other machane is achinu, I don't know, with the tzafon or something like that. In other words, he says that the history of Klal Yisrael is one king persecutes us and another king shows favoritism towards us. And you know, after the Gerush Sfarad, after the Spanish Inquisition, so many of these Spanish exiles made their way to the Ottoman Empire, to the Sultan Suleiman. And Suleiman said, you know, Ferdinand and Isabella, like, I don't, they're supposed to be so smart. I don't see what's so smart. I'm welcoming the Jews. They, you know, they're bringing their wealth or their, you know, their business acumen. And it's a big asset. It's not a negative, it's a positive. But, and you know, the Germans, you know, in World War II, they had this conference in, I think, January 1942 in Wannsee, which was a suburb of Berlin, in which they discussed how they're going to destroy all the Jews. And they had like global aspirations, so to speak, like not just Jews in Europe, like Jews around the world. How are we going to eliminate all the Jews around the world? Like, what do you do with all their money? What do you do with this? What do you do with that? So, but that's the what the Navi is telling us. Sikat Pirs and Obi Israel. Kadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed us, spreading us around the globe. Nobody's ever able to destroy us. Okay. Any questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
Do you have anything? I'm sorry. On cursing the father but not blessing the mother, why, since you're not supposed to curse both of them, why is it said in not blessing terms for the mother?
Yeah, I don't know, but the idea is they're not good. The idea is that people are good. Yeah, I don't know about the why it says curses the father and doesn't bless the mother. I don't know. All right.
I have a question.
Quick.
Getting back to Hashem and Hosea. It was Hashem who set him up to marry the Zona. What are we supposed to take away from that?
Again, the way the Gemara understands it, Hosea had done something wrong. In other words, he didn't defend Klal Yisrael. So he says, like, exchange them for another nation. So Hashem, and again, there's different pshatim. Some say that this never took place physically, which is a vision that Hosea had, but the idea is Hashem was showing Hosea, like, you can't separate yourself from a Zona and her kids. You don't even know if they're your kids. How do you want me to separate myself from Klal Yisrael, who are my children? That's what you should take. That you should learn zechus on people, and even though they do bad things, you should have to learn zechus. Okay, please excuse me. I gotta go. We're running out of time. Okay, so please mute yourself. Okay, we're 8 lines from the bottom, and now I have to finish the daf. Okay, Tani Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya taught the following brisa. My dethiv elokim evin darko v'yadat mekoma. God understands its path and he knows its place. Yudei Kadosh Baruch Hu in Israel, Shenu Nicholim Lekabel Gzirat Achzariot Edom. He knew that the Jews couldn't handle like the cruel decrees of Edom. Lefichach Heglau Tam Lebavel. So he sent them into Galus to Bavel. It means the the first galus into Babel. He says, "Va'amar Reblaza lo Glakach Baruch Hu Yisrael Babel Elamnesha Amuka Kishol." He sends a Babel because it's deep like Sheol. Sheol is like hell. And it's like low. It's low regions. Shenemar Miyad Sheol Lifdei Mimabed Egalim. He says, so the Navi says, "I'm going to redeem them from Sheol. So I'm sending them to Babel, and then they'll have redemption from there." Reb Chanina Mar Mnesha Karov L'Shonam L'Shon Torah. He's a different explanation. He sent them to Babel because the language in Babel, Aramaic, is similar to the language of the Torah. So even if they forget the Hebrew, they're really not too far away from it. He says, Reb Yochanan Amar Mnesha Shigran Levet Iman. He said he sent them to their mother's house. Avram Avinu came from Ur Kasim, so he's just sending them from where they had come back originally. Mashal Yadam Shekasal Ishto. It's like a man who got angry at his wife. L'Heichan Mishagra. Where does he send her when he wants to get rid of her? Levet Ima, to her mother's house. So Vahinu de Rebbe Alexandri, the Amar Shoshak Hazru Lamata Atan. Like Alexandri says, three people went back to where, like, their plantings, that was where they came from. Three things. Elohein Yisrael, the Jewish people. Kesef Mitzrayim, the Egyptian silver. He says, Uktav Lucho, the writing of the Lucho, to the tablets. Yisrael had the Amran. So the Jewish people we mentioned, they came from Babel, to go back to Babel. Kesef Mitzrayim, the silver of Egypt. He says, the Thiv, Ahiba Shana Chamishit, the milk Rechavam. In the 5th year of Rechavam. Rechavam was the king of Yehuda after Shlomo Melech. Allah Shishak Melech Mitzrayim, Al Yushalayim, the Gomer. And again, the Gemara quotes the beginning of Pasuk, the end of the Pasuk, and he came and he depleted their treasuries, the king of Egypt. So Rashi says he took all the Otsrot. He says, in other words, so Kesef, in other words, so that wealth came from Egypt, and now Egypt's taking the wealth back. And then Ktav HaLuchot, the writing on Luchot, Dechtiv Ashabrem Le'inechem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I broke it, like Le'inechem, means like in your presence, but the Chazal Darshan Le'inechem, Tana Luchot Nishbaru Va'otio Porchot. The Luchot broke, but the Otiot flew in the air. There's a lot of drushes on this. He says, but the idea is something you would look at, Basha Brainly Einechem, that grabs your eyes. He says, and I don't have time, but in the Al Hadaf, he said, like, the letters were just really like empty holes in the Luchot, and they sort of go up. So Ula said he sent them to Babel, Kadeshi Ochlu, Tamarim, so that they'll be able to eat dates. They have a lot of dates in Babel. He says, Viyasku b'Torah, and be able to be Osek in Torah. And there was the dates are all over the place, and they can eat the dates and study Torah. Ula ikla the Pumpadita. Ula came to Pumpadita. We're on line 2 on Pechet Amar Aleph. Krivu le Tirina de Tamarim. They brought him a basket of dates. Amar lehu kamen kihane bezuza. He says, well, how much does the zuz get you with these baskets of dates? He says, amule tlat bezuza. You get three baskets for a zuz. So one zuz is like a dollar or whatever. A dollar gets you three baskets of dates. So amar malot sana de duvsha bezuza wablai loaski baraita. He says, like, you have a whole, you know, a basket of honey for zuz, and the Babylonians don't study Torah. In other words, like you know, it's so easy to buy food here, and you could spend your time just studying Torah. Berlelia tsa'aru, in the evening he had tsaras, like the dates are very laxative, so you had a lot of tsaras from it. So Amar Malotzana Sama Demota Bezuza. Then he said, like, you get like a like for zuz, you get like the potion of death. He says, Babel Ubablayaski Baraita, and yet they're still able to study Torah. In other words, first he was critical they weren't studying more Torah. Afterwards, like, if this is what they got to eat, you know, there's a bracha that they study Torah at all. Okay, I think, let me just see if I have 1 minute, I could say something brief to you, and then that's got to be it.
This is for Robert. We started the page, the daf, with her going to the father, and now she gets kicked out to the mother.
It was a rather circuitous route from beginning to end.
All right. I'll just do one thing briefly. We said about that Hashem planted us among the nations of the world so that we would have all these gerim. He says the Chasam Sofer, citing the Haflah, explains that when Bnei Yisrael sin, they cause various nitzotzot of Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael to scatter throughout the world. In other words, through our Aveirot, we cause Nitzoto to spread out around the sparks around the whole world. These holy sparks leave their imprint on righteous Gentiles in various lands. Hashem therefore scattered Bnei Israel throughout the world so that these Gentiles will have the opportunity to convert to Judaism and lost Nitzoto will return to their source. Klal Yisrael merit redemption when all the scattered Nitzoto are gathered and restored to Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, that's it. I believe that I'll see you tomorrow night. Let me end the recording. And again, the learning tonight was Lilu Nisham of Brenda Parber's mother, whose yahrzeit is tonight, Chai Hudel Bat Reb Yaakov Leib Zichron on Levracha. Okay, let me end the recording and then I'll talk to everybody. Okay.